morning. Joining me live in studio is Lincoln County School District number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson with a monthly update from District 2. Good morning, Superintendent.
Good morning.
You made it in today.
Yeah, just barely got just here, barely. To be honest with you. We've been... The phones have been hopping this morning.
Oh, I can imagine.
Thank goodness for the internet and cell phones.
So. Right. Well, let's start there, I guess. You had colder temperatures than yesterday, and apparently there is a difference between 20 below and 30 below, because it was 30 below is when things didn't want to start this morning for those the buses, right?
We had 8 of our route buses here in Star Valley that were hesitant to function this morning, so... Very much appreciate Ryan Lyman, our transportation director, our 3 mechanics, and then our drivers. I mean, they pulled off nearly the impossible this morning, and all of our buses ended up making it to school, and we were only about 20 minutes late, but that's okay. Kids are safe, and school's going. We also delayed the 4th grade ski trip at Osmond Elementary from today to next Monday. So you know, in addition to the transportation people, it takes a lot of folks to communicate and all of this. We appreciate you this morning, Duke, and then the ladies at the district office jumped in, especially Barney Kleeman, and helped all of the building secretaries and Ryan Lyman at transportation, and just a lot of people it takes to make these things work and try to get communication out. And we appreciate families, especially parents, being patient with us and understanding. And we will always try to err on the side of caution and safety for kids. So,
Superintendent, so this brings up the question I'm sure you're getting a lot today. There's so many districts out there, especially in Idaho, that are a little warmer than we are this morning, and they just decided not to go to school at all today. So walk us through that decision process and why District 2 has been going to school for back-to-back days here.
So we feel that it's actually safer for kids to be in school and something productive, especially with dual working families and whatnot. We know where kids are, and what a better place to be than school and be safe and learning. But as we walk through that decision, there's a lot of things that come into play. It's super complicated. One of the things that we've chose not to do as a district is to build in weather days in our calendar. And as you know, Duke, we're on an alternate calendar, meaning that we go less than 175 instructional days with students in both Star Valley and Cokeville. So our calendar has to be approved by the local school board 2 consecutive months, and then it goes to the State Board of Education. So if we veer from that calendar at all, then there's quite a process, and the day has to be made up. So, you know, we feel that it's better to be in school, and you know, families still have choices. Parents have choices if a family's not supportive of that or has extenuating circumstances. They're welcome to keep their kids days like today that if they don't support it. So yeah, there's choices.
Certainly. Well, and I mean, it's not like I talked to my kids yesterday and they had indoor recess. I mean, it's not like you're sending kids out in minus 40 degree temperatures, right?
Correct. We do have protocols in place for recesses at the elementary level, temperature and different things like that. And you know what, our teachers are amazing and very, very flexible. That's the name of the game in being an educator, is flexibility and not literally flexible, but
sure.
You know, I can't touch my toes anymore, but absolutely, yeah. We have great employees and very supportive families, so we're appreciative of all involved.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio today on the Weekday Wake Up. So with that in mind, Superintendent, let's move on. I was going to ask about the legislative session going on. It's not one of the funding years, and so you're not in that battle this year with how things are working. But any specific things happening in Cheyenne that school districts or District 2 is watching right now?
So that's a great question. And you're right, it's not a budgeting year, but certainly there's a lot of bills that are directly related to Lincoln 2 and how they would affect us. And we're in daily communication with Senator Dockstetter, Representative Allred, and Representative Byron Andrew. We're heavily involved in the process. And this year there seems to be... Well, I don't want to get into all of it. It's very, very political this year, as you know. But when we get to standards and what can be taught and what can't be taught, I'll be very transparent in my thinking. I'm a little bit frustrated, to be honest with you, because the very thing that some of our legislators, I'm not talking our three local legislators, but some of our legislators are very critical of Washington, D.C. and the feds, you know, having too much involvement. And I feel the same way about, you know, our Wyoming legislators in as a whole right now. They're too involved and take away local control. We have a wonderful board that we've elected as a community. You know, we have 7 board members and wonderful administrators that truly understand the process, and we're very, very conservative, and I would like to remain with local control. I better stop at that, dude.
I understand. Absolutely understand. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Anything else happening in the district that you'd like to mention today?
Well, it's that time of year. Retirements are being announced, and we're starting into the hiring process. So we're already looking ahead to August, and we're advertising, and here we go. Buckle up. It's that time of year again.
All right. Perfect. So watch for job openings coming up then, is what you're saying?
Correct. They'll be in the paper starting Wednesday, tomorrow.
Okay.
And, yeah, a lot of things happening. So it's that time of year. We have to go back to our mission and vision and what we're truly about. And we have, top to bottom, we have wonderful employees and fantastic students still to work with. So things are good in Lincoln, too.
That's Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCSD number 2, this morning on the air. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on the SVI Radio Network.